Part 2. Chapter 1. The Signature. Hugo sat trembling beside the mechanical man. Of course he recognized the drawing. It was the scene his father had described from his favorite childhood movie, The Rocket in the Eye of the Man in the Moon. So Hugo had been right. The message was from his father. But what did it mean? That's when the children realized that the mechanical man wasn't finished. It seemed to have stopped mid-line, as if it was pausing. Hugo watched as one more time the mechanical man dipped its pen into the ink. Then it moved its hand into position and signed a name. George Méliès.
"That's Papa George's name," said Isabel.
She looked completely confused.
"Why did your father's machine sign Papa George's name?"
She looked at Hugo in wonder, but then her expression changed, and she glared at him.
"You lied to me! This isn't your father's machine!"
Hugo stared blankly ahead. This didn't make any sense at all.
"Are you listening to me, Hugo? This is not your father's."
Hugo looked up at her and wiped his eyes.
"Yes, it is," he said quietly.
"Then why did it sign Papa George's name? Why did my key fit into it?"
"I don't know," he answered.
"You are a liar," yelled Isabel. "You stole this machine from somewhere. You stole it from Papa George. The notebook probably isn't even yours. You must have stolen that, too."
"I didn't steal it, liar," said Isabel. "It was my father's notebook. He drew it."
"I don't believe anything you say, Hugo."
Isabel took her key from the mechanical man's back, put the necklace from which it dangled back around her neck, and grabbed the drawing from the little desk.
"What are you doing?"
Hugo said as he took hold of the paper in Isabel's hand.
"Give that to me. It has my godfather's name on it. It's mine."
The two of them struggled for the drawing, and it ripped completely in half. After a moment of stunned silence, Isabel took her half, got up, and started walking toward the door. Hugo quickly pocketed his half of the drawing and chased after Isabel, leaving the mechanical man in the middle of the room.
"Where are you going?" Hugo yelled. "I'm going to ask Mama Jean what's going on. Stop following me."
The children ran through the train station. It was late at night and the building was quiet. There was still a little time before the old man left the toy booth, so Isabel hurried home as fast as she could.
"Go away, Hugo Cabret," she called to him,
but he was right on her heels. Hugo knew he should have put the mechanical man back into its hiding place, and he should be checking the clocks, but there wasn't time now. As he followed Isabel out the door, he prayed the station inspector had gone home for the night. The children ran down the dark streets of the neighborhood and through the graveyard toward Isabel's apartment. Hugo called after her.
"Where did you get the key? Tell me that at least."
"No," said Isabel.
"Did you find it? Was it a gift from someone?"
Hugo caught up with her and grabbed her shoulder, spinning her around to face him. They locked eyes.
"Leave me alone."
Isabel opened the door to her apartment building and pushed Hugo away. He grabbed for the edge of the door with one hand, trying to keep it open.
"Let go," she said.
She pulled as hard as she could and slammed the door, crushing Hugo's fingers. Hugo heard an awful crunch and he screamed in pain. Isabel screamed too and opened the door.
"What's going on down there?"
shouted Isabel's godmother from the top of the steps.
"You should have moved your hand," whispered Isabel.
"Isabel, what's going on? Who's with you?"
Isabel tried to push Hugo away, but seeing him cradling his hand under his arm, she shook her head and let him come upstairs. Tears were streaming down his face, even though he didn't want to be crying. Isabel slipped off her shoes before she went into the apartment, and she helped Hugo do the same.
"No shoes in the apartment," she whispered. "And don't mention the mechanical man or the key," she added. "I'll ask her later by myself."
Isabel's godmother clutched a silver brooch at her neck and said, "Who is this?"